You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it is a very good morning, isn't it, boys and girls? Of course it is. What do we say today? We say, thank God, it's Friday. It is Friday. It is the 24th of November. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. The time is a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to be sitting here entertaining you, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Your coffee's brewing. Can you hear that in the background? Let's see if we've got anybody with a birthday today, which is notable. November the 24th. We have, born on this day. Let's go back to the year 1806. And it's the gentleman, well, Reverend William Webb Ellis was born on this day. Now, he was an Anglican clergyman. And if you're a fan of this sport, this is where it was allegedly invented. It's called rugby football. And this was invented, they say, by William Webb Ellis at the school, which was also called, yes, you've got it, rugby.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Why, Lucy, your eyes are filled with tears.
Rip them out!
My heart is filled with gladness. Oh, look, the orchestra's getting ready. Dance with me, George.
And there we go, yeah, something nice and jolly bring us in on this Friday morning. It's called The Mambo Craze, coming from DePaze. German down-tempo and jazz ensemble founded back in 1997, whose music integrates modern turntablism and elements of Latin jazz. This is Holly Johnson. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. You got it. Success. There we go. Yes, Holly Johnson and success. Right, tell you what, time on The Breakfast Show. We are just after 10.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. What would you call, I mean, if we take a drapery, okay, this is a word referring to clothes or textiles, and a drapery shop would be where they sell them. So what would you call a young lady who's working in a drapery? You call a material girl.
Yeah.
Yes, and there she goes, Madonna, working away in her drapery shop, Material Girl. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we are just about 30 seconds away from shower time this morning. And it is Friday, just to remind you what we got. We're going to look at some international news at the bottom of the hour. 7:30, 8 and 9 o'clock local news. We'll be checking with Ingrid for what? For our freaky fun facts for this Friday. And also, Yasmin, the last hour today, we'll find out what's happening in the world of Yas, and also what's happening in the world that you can be getting involved in. What, where and when? What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also, do we have anybody born on this day in the world of music? It is. Very efficiently, exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, here on this morning's Friday's Breakfast Show, in the shower, this morning. Say a vida, babe. Yes, so that's the way life is. It's the Pet Shop Boys. Indeed, the Pet Shop Boys and Say A Vida A. And that was on their, It was on their album, which was called Bilingual in 1996 and based on Estrada da Piauí by African Brazilian band Olodum, which was supporting the Pet Shop Boys when they were doing their South American leg of their Discovery Tour in 1994. And the band, they share songwriting credits as well with the Pet Shop Boys on that. And didn't do too bad. They spent 8 weeks on the UK singles chart, peaking at number 8 and becoming a top 5 hit in the Czech Republic, Finland, Hungary and Spain. In the United States, well, it was released in 1997 as a double A-side with Two Step Aside. And that reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Music Play The Club Play chart, number 8 on the Hot Dance Music. They've got charts for everything up there, haven't they? Just have a chart for the worst record of the day. Anyway, we're going to go back in time with Amy Stewart right now. Knock on wood.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I used to think
Well, there we go. As they say, Katrina and the Waves, there, time to feel good. Walking on sunshine. We'll just make our way to 28 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. I think what we'll do is we'll take our little break, take a look at some of the items in the international news, a little bit of business thrown in for good measure as well. Say, it is exactly 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. And there we go. Don't forget we had Donna and Andrea with us the other day, on Tuesday of this week, talking about the ball coming up. If you are interested in tickets, perhaps the easiest way to do it is just write to tickets@britishballpanama.com. tickets@britishballpanama.com, and they will get back to you ASAP. It's as easy as that. Come along. Have fun. Join us. I'll be there having a good time, letting my hair down. No one really. But, well, I'll be having a good time. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play this.
There's mountains on Mars and riverbeds too. Infinite stars and there's me and you. There's nothing he's doing, just keep on moving and be here now with me. Won't you be here now with me? Dance, 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 let it be. Come on and dance, 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 let it be, be, be. Dance all over me. Tonight we need, tonight we need. Won't you cut it up and dance all over me? Tonight we need, tonight we need. Won't you cut it up and dance all over me?
George Ezra there and Dance All Over Me. And that's quarters to 18 before 8 o'clock. Let me say a very good morning to Michael. Michael Tan dropped me a little note yesterday evening. And he was commenting on the program. He says, over the last week or so, you've been playing a particular record. I can't remember the name of it. But it was all to do with world population. Well, that would have been the song called Anthropocene. And just to give you a little bit of background on it, it comes off of an album called Bauhaus Staircase, which is the 14th studio album by the English electronic band Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and the fourth since their 2006 reformation. It was released fairly recently, 27th of October, by White Noise Records and by 100% Records in the UK and Ireland. Their first album in 6 years since The Punishment of Luxury in 2017, and was largely inspired by world politics during the late 2010s and 2020s. And its release, well, it was preceded by three singles, the title track Slow Train and also Berushka. Now, Bauhaus Staircase had great reviews. Record collector and classic pop magazines named it as the best new album release in their respective November 2023 issues, while other outlets considered it to be among the finest of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark's career. Debuted at number 2 on the UK singles chart, becoming the group's highest charting studio album in their home country, and matching the peak of 1988's The Best of OMD Now. I thought I'd give you some background because, there's like Michael Tan said, you know, I've been playing it for the last sort of week or so because as much as I love all the other tracks on the album, this one sort of sticks out, and I guess really it must be because of the content.
Anthropocene, the current geological epoch.
Before now, Global human population is 5 million.
And ecosystems, including anthropogenic climate change.
Scene from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, my favourite track off of their new album, as you might guess. What sort of I find staggering about that? By the way, that was Michael Tan. Thanks for asking me to play it again. I don't need much of an excuse. One thing, 100 years ago, they said, 2 billion people, 100 years ago, 2 billion people. It wasn't that long ago that the 9th billion person was born. And it's never sort of discussed, is it? It's the sort of elephant in the room. Good grief, we can't talk about that. We'll work it out. No, we won't. It's unsustainable. This is the weekend coming up. This is the band, The Weeknd. It's called In Your Eyes.
With Jerry D.
Yeah.
That's the Bleachers and Modern Girl. That's a good bopping song, that one. Your legs were going here. They can only go when I'm sitting down, though. They don't go very well when I'm standing up. Well, that was a great track. I like that one. Modern Girl from the Bleachers. The Bleachers, by the way, they're a band out of New Jersey. And the official stage name of songwriter and record producer Jack Antonoff. Bleachers rock music is, well, heavily influenced by the late 1980s and early 90s, probably why it's so good, and the high school-based films of John Hughes, while still using modern production techniques. The debut single was I Want to Get Better. That was released in February of 2014, followed by three studio albums now, Strange Desire, which came out in 2014, Gone Now in 2017, and Take the Sadness out of Saturday Night. Well, that song certainly did, didn't it? Bleachers and Modern Girl. Just quickly, by the way, we've got another, got a few birthdays to go through this morning. And don't know if this name rings a bell for you. Will do when I tell you, get to the end. Carlo Coyodi was born on this day. The year was 1826. He was an Italian children's writer, known for the world-renowned fairy tale novel, The Adventures of Pinocchio. Yeah, I told you you'd recognise it when I got to the end. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to take a look at the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Will you want me, babe?
that we feel. Downtown trolling, gonna scratch hard for an answer in vain. Written on the tattoos in that overground train.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
And there we go, two in a row. The first one of those two came from the Boomtown Rats. Monster Monkeys. And followed on, this is Simple Minds and Vision Thing. Time on the Breakfast Show. I think we'll see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? She'll be around.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's Freaky. It's Friday. Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Here we go. Let's get started. All right, number one, Jingle Bells might be thought of as a Christmas song nowadays, but it was actually written to be sung on Thanksgiving Day, which was yesterday. Created in 1857 by James Pierpont, it was so popular during the Christmas season that the name officially changed from One Horse Open Sleigh to Jingle Bells in 1859. Number two, did you know that the first Macy's Day Parade, which I watched yesterday with my mom and my dad, in 1924 featured animals borrowed from the Central Park Zoo, including elephants, bears, camels, and monkeys. Santa Claus was also in attendance, seated atop a sled driven by a reindeer atop of an icy mountain. Huh, some things never changed. Did you know? What do you do when your turkey is burnt to a crisp on the outside and frozen solid on the inside? You call the turkey talk line. That's right, you do. The professional trained turkey experts at Butterball have been at our beck and turkey call for more than 35 years. During the holiday season for people just like you, every November, December, they answer more than 100,000 turkey-related questions. That's a lot of turkey lucky. Throughout the years, they've explained how to meet with the modern holiday household. So if you can't get through the old-fashioned way, 1-800-Butterball, you can connect through social media, live chat, texting, and even through Amazon Alexa. Help me with my turkey. Boop! Did you know? Although it's widely accepted that the first Thanksgiving happened in Massachusetts, 1621, in the Estados Unidos, some people believe otherwise. Not only do they think the first feast occurred earlier in 1598, but it also took place in San Elizario, Texas, near El Paso. According to the story, to celebrate the survival of their travel through the... Through the Chicachacahan Desert, Spaniard Juan de Onote and 500 other members of his crew threw a huge feast of fish when they made it into Texas. Did you know? Whenever the first Thanksgiving took place, it was without forks. The utensil wasn't commonly used until about the time of the American Revolution in North America, although it's supposed to, but both knives and spoons were still around, and those were found on the pilgrim's table. Can you imagine trying to scarf down a turkey with no fork or a spork? You look it up, you'll know what a spork is. Did you know? It's no secret that turkey is a Thanksgiving staple. However, it's unlikely that it made its appearance at the first feast. Instead, the Wampanoag Indians, who would have brought lobster, deer meat, clams, and eels, and then coming from Europe, the pilgrims wouldn't have eaten turkey either, and they would have opted more for duck or goose. Turkey actually wasn't popularized until the 19th century, when it was recognized as an affordable source of protein that could feed a large crowd. Did you know, if you love cranberry sauce and sweet potatoes, you probably wouldn't have enjoyed attending the first Thanksgiving. Why? Cranberry sauce wasn't invented until 50 years after the first feast. The sweet potatoes were just starting to make an appearance in America. Did you know, it may be hard to believe, but the green bean casserole, irreplaceable holiday favorite, pardon me, I don't care for it, got its start from a little Campbell's soup recipe pamphlet released in the mid-1950s. It helped skyrocketed the trinity of the fried onion, the frozen green beans, and the canned of cream mushroom soup to fame. Not only a little fortune for the company, but the Campbell's estimate is some 20 million households serve the casserole every Thanksgiving. Hey, if you think pumpkin as pie is important to your Thanksgiving feast, which I know it is for me, it was just as beloved back in the day. According to local lore, in 1705, Colchester, Connecticut, actually delayed their Thanksgiving celebration for a full week when a molasses shortage curtailed the baking of pumpkin pies. But the truth is, we might not even recognize the dessert several centuries ago. Some recipes called for spiced sweet milk to be cooked directly in the squash over an open flame. And others, well, they made a pumpkin pie and rather preferred apple pies. I don't know. I don't get it. Pumpkin pie is for me the staple. Did you know? According to myth, Benjamin Franklin nicknamed turkeys Tom after Thomas Jefferson. Supposedly, Old Ben wanted the turkey to be our national bird. We all heard that story. But Thomas Jefferson, he thought the more notable eagle should represent the United States. It's said that after Franklin lost, he dubbed the turkey Tom in honor of his nemesis. It's a good story. Good enough, in fact, that we kind of wish it were true. Instead, the less interesting is that the occasional male animal includes cats, for example, are also labeled Tom. Sorry, Thomas Jefferson. Little Tommy cat. Did you know that the first ever TV dinner came from Thanksgiving leftovers? In 1953, a worker at Swanson ordered way too many frozen turkeys, 260 tons to be kind of exact. So a company salesman named Jerry Thomas had the idea to create a packaged dinner on aluminum trays. After an assembly line of women scooped turkey, cornbread dressing, peas, sweet potatoes into the tray, and the TV dinner was born. Ta-da! Did you know, we bet you didn't know, that the woman who wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb is the person responsible for making Thanksgiving an official holiday? After petitioning the government for 17 years, writer Sarah Josepha Hale finally convinced Abraham Lincoln in 1863 to make it a national holiday. Back before Thanksgiving became a national holiday, each president had to name it so annually. In all of the American history, only one commander-in-chief, Thomas Jefferson, refused. Word is that it was because the day involved prayer, and he believed strongly that the separation of church and state should exist. Did you know, however, Thanksgiving wasn't always taking place on the fourth Thursday of November? In 1939, FDR moved the holiday up 1 week to help boost retail sales during the Depression. So many people complained that it was eventually moved back to the original date in 1941. The Thanksgivings between those years are referred to as Franksgivings. I don't know anybody who knows about Franksgivings. Did you know breaking the wishbones to grant secret wishes isn't an American original? The tradition was inherited from the British, who got it from the Romans, who adopted it from the Etruscans. Never original thought. Who believed that the birds had oracle powers. When birds died, they would keep the wishbone and stroke it as they made wishes, which isn't too far from the modern practice. You ever break one? And make sure they're dried first. Did you know every year millions of Americans tune in to watch the Macy's Day Parade? Did you know that that parade was European in origins? In 1924, the store's immigration employees decided to celebrate the beginning of Christmas season like they would have in their European homelands, with a parade with knights, jugglers, and clowns. The balloons weren't introduced until 1927. Ah, what about World War II? In 1942, London's legendary Westminster Abbey held Thanksgiving for U.S. troops stationed in the city. While a lovely gesture, it was mostly strangely ironic, because the holiday was founded by pilgrims who had come to America fleeing religious persecution in England. Talk about full circle. Hey, let's not forget about Black Friday, which is today. Black Friday, unfortunately, isn't just a big day for retailers. Plumbers report that 24 hours following Thanksgiving, plumbers, mind you, is their busiest time of year. Guess why? Thanks to clogged sinks, drains, broken garbage disposals, and out-of-commission toilets gumming up the works. Before the holiday, it might not be the worst idea to invest in a plunger. Well, and here's our last little bit of Freaky Friday fun fact. Sure, we all love our butterballs, but there's also another bird on the block with more and more of us are chowing down on each Thanksgiving. I can't say that I have. The turkenduckin. The turducken. Pretty much exactly what it sounds like. A turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken. It was invented, legend has it, by Paul Prudhomme, the Louisiana chef who trademarked the name in 1986. Well, there you have it. Some Freaky Friday fun facts about Thanksgiving, a little bit about Freaky Friday fun facts for Friday, the Friday, the Black Friday, and all kinds of little good stuff for your holiday weekend. All right, just in a little update, my mother's doing much, much better. I'm super excited. I'm flying home today. I'll be in Panama later on tonight. I'm going to make the trek up to the Cook. I'll see you soon, hopefully, depending on traffic. I know it's got to be kind of crazy there. You guys, keep up the faith. We're going to get through this. We got to get pulled together. All right, until next time, back to you in the studio.
the shine on everything you do. The sky, so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Left you black and blue without a word of explanation. And he took your love for granted. Left you high and dry, but you'd know someday. Well, you'll wonder what you see in him anyway. When that day
best place to be in the mornings.
Open me to reach.
little bit of South London there. Joy Crooks, Please Don't Let Me Down. And before that was the Lighthouse Family and Ocean Drive. If you're keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're 21 minutes right now before the hour, 9 o'clock. Back in the year 1984, a song was released called Fresh from the American group Cool and the Gang. It was released as a single in 84 from the album Emergency. Did quite nicely for them. Peaked at number 9 on the US Hot 100 chart and number 11 on the UK chart. Also reached 1 on both the US R&B chart and the US dance chart. Always say, don't I? How many charts have they got over there in the United States? Here is Fresh from Cool and the Gang. This is going to be followed up by a song from Chairman of the Board. You've Got Me Dangling on a String. Taylor Rummage around the internet as well. Don't forget Yasmin's coming up in the last hour.
I'm tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Some memories with that one, I can tell you. Soul, great soul music. As chairman of the board, and you've got me dangling on a string. And it was a 1970 soul music song. And it was a single reached number 38 on the US Billboard Hot 100 for chairman of the board, number 19 on the US Billboard R&B chart, number 5 on the UK singles chart. And the song was written, by the way, by Ronald Dunbar and Edith Wayne. Now, talking about soul music, going back to the year 1967, one of those songs which I played it then and played it again today. Great song, great soul music back in those days. It was a song called Soul Man. It was written and composed by Isaac Hayes together with David Porter, first successfully as the number 2 hit single by Atlantic Records soul duo Sam and Dave. Yes, it is Atlantic Soul. Mr. Sam and Mr. Dave and Soul Man. Great sweet soul music. Anyway, that's according to Arthur Connolly. Great track from 1967. Sweet Soul Music by Arthur Connolly. And written by the way, Arthur Connolly, together with Otis Redding on that one. And it's based on the Sam Cooke song called Yeah Man from his posthumous album called Shake. The opening riff is a quote from Elmer Bernstein's score, by the way, for the 1960 movie The Magnificent Seven. Nicely, Sweet Soul Music reached number 2. That wasn't on the Soul chart, that was on the Billboard Hot 100 chart as well. And the Happening by the Supremes, it was behind Happening by the Supremes, and number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart as well. It peaked at number 7 over in the United Kingdom. But not all soul songs were up and dancing. This is a very famous one, When a Man Loves a Woman. Percy Sledge.
Trying to hold on to what he needs.
Well, there we go. That got out of my system. Just love soul music. When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. By the way, written by Calvin Lewis and Andrew Wright. First recorded by Sledge back in 1966. That was at the Norola Sound Studio in Sheffield in Alabama. Take us up to the top of the hour. If you miss the news at 8, don't forget we got it for you in just about 4 minutes' time. This is the Waterboys. Girl called Johnny.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, Jerry, we the G. And now we the J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay.
He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go.
Softly falling on my face. pieces in a dream. And the time will be our time. And the grass won't be no more mine. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is baking down upon our side. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time. And the grass won't be no mine. Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I'll hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Na, 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 na. Young bird flying, and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms. Close my eyes and hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms. And the time the grass won't be no mine. No, the grass won't be no mine.
And there we go, two in a row. We started off Simon and Garfunkel with Bridge Over Troubled Water. And Neil Diamond, we haven't played for a long time, and the grass won't pay no mind. Well, unless you cut it, of course, they'd be a bit upset. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 and a half minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock here on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Right, I tell you what, let's have something from Take That. It's called Affirmation.
Until we move in reverse, can feel the pressure in all our minds. I'm the whole universe. Is it a question of force? Never been here before.
I wanna fill you with love.
I wanna see you
survive. Just take a second to know yourself.
For the rest of
your life, we're just a minute away
from the place that
we wanna be. We're not really falling apart,
we're just incomplete.
We're not really falling apart,
we're just incomplete. We're just incomplete. We're just incomplete.
There we go, that is Affirmation. And we're going to take one more. And when we've listened to this one, if you like San Francisco, you're going to love this. We'll be checking in with Yasmin. What, Where, and When? And a couple of people. Born on this day in music. There we go. Yes, that was San Francisco. And we went there with Scott McKenzie. And let's a little bit of extra there in the end. Right, let's say good morning to Yasmin. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's always good when it's Friday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we enjoy Friday. Well, we enjoy every day, really, don't we? Because we don't do much. Well, I don't, at any rate. So, yeah, how was your stick? You went off to, was it your sort of fitness thingy?
Oh, yes. I went yesterday because it's 3 days a week.
3 days a week?
Mm-hmm. So yesterday was the last day.
Oh, it was the last day?
for this week.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, well, that's all right. Then you've done 3 days' exercise. Have a rest. Lie down. Don't do that again.
No.
3 days. So how long is it for 3 days, you know, each session?
It's 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be during 3 months.
For 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Do a bit extra for me. I need it. And what have you got lined up for today, Mark? Shandling?
Today, no, just a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well, that's enough, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A meeting? Yeah. Don't overdo it. Mm-hmm. Go along, do some more exercise. So what are these exercises you're doing then on 3 days a week?
Well, right now, as we are starting, you know, most of the girls, because this is just for women, and most of them haven't done exercise for a long time, so we are starting, like, slow, you know.
Oh, okay.
So everybody can...
So do 5 minutes exercise and sit down, have egg and chips or something.
No, so yesterday we went to... I had an appointment with a nutritionist, and they were talking about they're going to give us a diet.
Right.
Special diet for each one, because everyone is different, you know.
Course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was very nice, very interesting.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
And they did some tests, like how much you can jump, and or how is your walking, if you walk, like, without a balancer, things like that. Yeah, so it was very, very interesting. I haven't done that. I mean, I didn't... this is the first time I do something like that, a test like that.
No, good luck. Yes, I have no desire. I have no... I just want to get old and fat and happy. Oh, too late. I already am. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, keep it up. Keep it up. And let me see, what else we got happening? Oh, yeah, over the weekend. And much happening this weekend?
Well...
Any marches or riots we can get involved in?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but there are a few events that everybody can join. And, of course, please always check on their Instagram account, because we never know. But, for example, next week, it's going to be next Thursday, it's an origami class, which is always, is virtual, and it's always crowded, because everybody loves origami.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Yeah, and did you hear about origami? Is it origami? It is, isn't it? It's origami shop. You know, they had a shop.
Where?
Well, it folded.
Oh.
It's not there anymore.
This is gonna be
it's
on
gonna be a
Thursday.
Long day, isn't it? Really.
Next Thursday at 5 p.m. Thanks to Funda Promat, you can go to their Instagram account, Funda Promat, and then register there.
Okay.
And there's a link where you can join.
Is Promat that one that does numbers?
Funda Promat.
So yes, fold your paper to 45 degrees. Take the other corner to 30 degrees. Add them up, and what you get? 70 degrees. Yeah, right. Enjoy.
And there's also, let me tell you, tomorrow, Saturday, there's a workshop. It's a familiar workshop at Museo del Canal.
Oh, okay.
And let me see, aplica entrada. Okay, so you pay the entrance of the museum, and then you have the opportunity to go to this workshop. And also they're going to have different activities during the weekend, as the Biomuseo is the same. They're going to be open during the weekend, so you can go there. Please go there and support them, because they really need it.
I saw something in the paper, I haven't published it, but Biomuseo could be a little bit of a problem. Yeah, let's hope not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the who was born.
Okay.
In this day.
All right.
Okay, let me tell you, the first one was Donald Don.
Okay.
He was born in 1941. Booker T and the MGs.
Yay.
1962, US number 3 single, Green Onions. And 1969, UK number 4 single, Time is Tight.
And that's the one we're going to play. Time is Tight, Bee Gees, great band. Good soul music.
Thank you.
There we go. Time is Tight from Booker T and the MGs. Great track. That goes back to the same period we were playing earlier on, around about 66, 67, around about that time. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did say that, didn't you? Never mind. So, tell me, what else is going on, yes?
Okay, the last one, it could be at Atrio Mall. This mm-hmm. is at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can go there. It's a family event called Super Navidad.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be this Sunday, 26th, starting at 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and enjoy with the whole family. And also, in the morning, Costa Recicla are going to be in their activity, recycling. Mm-hmm. And you can bring all your materials. That's going to be from 11 to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on Sunday also. So you can go there, recycle, and have fun.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and was it Super Christmas or something?
Yes, Super Navidad.
Oh, Super Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean Father Christmas is wearing a cape?
I don't know. The letters looks like Mario Brothers. It's something about Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay, yes. Mario mm-hmm. Brothers standing in for Father Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. What is the world coming to? That's what I want to know. Who's our next born on this day in music?
The next one is Clem Burke.
Uh-huh.
He was born in 1955. American musician who is best known as the drummer from Blondie.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
from 1975, shortly after the band formed. Throughout the band's entire career, Blondie have scored 5 UK number one singles, including the 1979 UK and US number one single Heart of Glass and the 1978 worldwide number one album Parallel Lines.
What?
go, with a heart of glass going off into the distance. That is Blondie. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it then, isn't it?
And we are back on air.
Ah, you see, we're back on air. Sorry you missed all that. We had a great time. Where were you? That's what I want to know. Obviously something went awry with a little link-up equipment or something, but mm-hmm. we were flashing. Well, we're always flashing, really, aren't we? So, there we go. And thanks to Isaac, because he was over there helping sort mm-hmm. that problem out. So, right, well, we, by the way, have just done entertainment. Give a brief run-through of what they missed.
Well, I'm going to post everything also on our website, on our Instagram account.
Oh, okay.
TBS_JerryD. So everybody can check it out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this weekend you can go to Atrium Mall mm-hmm. on Sunday. They're going to have different activities. Also to the Bio Museo.
Uh-huh.
They also need our support. And also, what else I said? A Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Please go there. They're going to have family workshops.
Oh, yeah. That'd be mm-hmm. brilliant. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you haven't got a family, they'll supply one. So that's it then, yes?
Oh, yes.
All right then. So you're gonna, have you got anything else over the weekend?
No. Just Ian playing volleyball.
Volleyball. He plays volleyball a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He was really like that.
I have a meeting also tomorrow. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, dear. Me? Nada. And funnily enough, I mean, I was supposed to be having our end-of-month lunch today, which we normally have last Friday of the month, mm-hmm. And also a meeting tonight, but they were both cancelled because nobody's sure what's going to be happening today with regards to the mining thing in the Supreme. Because you mentioned that somebody mentioned that they're going to give a judgment today, is that
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is on the first two cases, the two complaints that were put in for in unconstitutionality mm-hmm. because they have to go through a certain period, but these two are ready, they're finished, so Supreme Court will be giving a judgment perhaps later on those today
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to lock the doors and stay home.
Yes, exactly.
I'm gonna get in the cage with the parrot.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, guys, well look, you have a good weekend.
Thank
have
you.
A safe weekend.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, all being well, we'll be back here on Monday, won't we?
Oh yes, of course.
Of course we will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, love. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Feel the heat pushing let's turn up the heat till we fry.
Better than coffee.
Love don't love too much. It's a bad thing to say.
What a nice way to wind up a Friday. And what a nice way to round up a week as well. There we go. Michael, George Michael, and you know that I want to. And that is it for today. Time for me to also go off now and find something else to do for the rest of the day, like go and find the parrot and feed it. And keep my hands clear of the beak. Right. Big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid. Ingrid McCartney up there in Florida, celebrating Thanksgiving with family and giving us some tantalizing Freaky Friday fun facts all about Thanksgiving and various associated items thereof. So thanks to Ingrid, thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our background work, doing our production, making the bookings. In other words, if you want something, speak to Yasmin. Our co-producer Neil Denby over there in Windsor in United Kingdom, looking after Mum. He's going to be with us for the new year, staying for a couple of months, which is going to be very nice as well. So Neil will be back then. And also let's say a big thank you to the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, especially Zach this morning. I had a little bit of a breakdown with the link, but that was all sorted out. So thank you to Zach, as always. They get us up and running in the morning, and well, they're going to be shutting us down in a couple of seconds at time. So last but not least, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and our sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you on Monday morning, all right? Monday morning, and that is, tell you what, 20 and 28th, we got a holiday, I think, next week, haven't we? Oh, that'll be rather nice. Let's check that out. Anyway, whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please do it carefully, because Monday, 7:30, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.